We're wrapping up the show, but not before this. The video of Gugu Ncube's protest trended throughout the day yesterday with the hashtag Gugu Ncube. Her demonstration drew incredible support from South Africans online, but it was also the footage of her arrest by the South African Police Service that sparked much debate and charged with public indecency. The cops have been accused of being insensitive towards her concerns, but also have received criticism for their heavy-handedness. Joining us now, Captain Daniel Mavimbela, SAPS spokesperson. Good evening. Welcome to Metro FM Talk, Captain.
Good evening, ma'am, and good evening to all the Metro FM listeners, and thanks for having me on your show.
Thank you for making time for us. Captain, just quickly, what constitutes public indecency?
In short, public indecency consists of an unlawful, intentional public engagement of a conduct which tends to degrade the morals of others or which outrages the public sense of decency.
Okay.
Now, that's the definition in short. If I can break it down, try to break it down, you know, for the listeners. One, we have to make an analysis. Look at the certain factors as to where this particular conduct is being carried out. Two, we need to look at the interest of general members of the public. Three, is it happening in a public place where everyone has access, including the children, as young as 9, 10, or 12, or 13, for that matter? So one has to apply their discretion in terms of dealing with the situation.
All right, got you. Your Sunnyside police were called, according to my understanding, to the union buildings after it was reported that a woman is allegedly standing there naked near the building. Is that the correct version of what took place yesterday?
That is the type of complaint that we received. Now, secondly, you will know if people are not aware, there is an operational room inside the union building which is occupied by police officers, mostly male. Now, at the time, members of the community or of the public reported the incident to those police officers inside that ops room inside the UN building. They then made a call to the SAPS in Sunnyside. Now, having received the explanation, we then had to dispatch female members to go and deal with the situation.
Captain, I have now to hold you. Captain, I have to disrupt you. We have to take a break. We're going to continue after this.
No problem.
I disrupted you, Captain. You were still explaining how the call took place and how the female police were dispatched to the union buildings?
Yes. Upon arrival, indeed, they spotted the woman at the union building. Now, as to what is it that they spotted and the like, those facts will be ventilated at court. But the long and short of it, as you rightfully indicated at the beginning, that there was an outcry, especially, you know, emanating from the video that most of the people have seen.
Sure.
Now, as management of Sunnyside Police Station, we have identified that, having spoken to the members, there was an element of trust after the woman was taken into the ops room. Now, at the time when they left the ops room, it appears as if the members let their guard down out of trust, because immediately after they exited with the woman with the intention of taking her to the van, that's when resistance started. Now, the problem is that she was not handcuffed. Now, that led to a situation where this resistance led to the situation that we witnessed in the video. Hence, we reprimanded the members to say, in future, once you have effected an arrest on a suspect, under any circumstances, ensure ensure that you utilize the handcuffs to restrain that person so that we do not witness scenes that we witnessed at the UN building yesterday.
Could the police have handled the arrest differently, Captain?
I'm afraid I have to admit that that is the case. The arrest had to be effected based on the complaints that were received. There are no two ways about that at this stage. An analysis of the situation was made. A decision was taken that under the circumstances, the lady had to be arrested. Now, there are instances where when you assess a situation, you find that if you attempt to effect an arrest on the spot, it could aggravate the situation and lead to instances where persons might end up getting injured, depending on the number of the participants of any event. However, the circumstances yesterday led us to believe that it was safe to effect the arrest. Now, had the woman been handcuffed when she was led out of the union building, we could have witnessed a different scenario, especially, you know, referring to the video.
I have to ask, is every case of public indecency dealt with in such a manner? An arrest, I mean. Or could there be a fine? Is there another alternative to an arrest?
Where a person is found to be committing public indecency. Now, every case has its own merit. Depending on the situation, members have to make an assessment of the situation. Where we are of the view that attempting to effect an arrest at that time could lead to a situation which might end up with other people getting injured or participants getting injured, you cannot effect an arrest. Maybe, if possible, one can make an arrest at a later stage. However, whenever possible, an arrest will be effected immediately.
All right. Does the SAPS acknowledge that disrobing is a legitimate form of protest? It's been used, Captain. I'm sure you will agree. You've seen it many times. It's been used many times and in many instances on this continent. Surely not everybody who disrobes gets arrested and charged with public indecency?
You're talking about disrobing?
Yeah.
I cannot say that at this point in time. What I know is that when people are protesting and engaging in protest actions, they must observe all the laws of the country. People cannot go about breaking windows or committing other offenses simply because they are protesting.
Correct.
When people protest, they must also respect persons that are not participating in their protest. If rights of people or persons who are not involved in a protest are being, you know, trampled upon, it is our responsibility as members of the South African Police Service to restore order.
Do you think we as citizens are misunderstanding the law of public indecency in its entirety?
I cannot make that conclusion. However, also as the police, especially through the Community Police Forum, we have a responsibility to educate our communities about the laws that we are dealing with on a daily basis.
Captain, I wish to engage you further, but this is all the time we have for you. Thank you so much for making time to speak to us tonight.
And thanks for having me on your show, man.
SAPS spokesperson Captain Daniel Mavimbela. And just like that, we are out of time.